Ray, we had Brad Rosen on Friday on the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, and he was beyond bullish about the chances of the Sydney Kings over the course of this weekend.
And understandably so.
However, right now, we're just asking, what on earth happened against Illawarra? He joins us on the line now. Hello, Brad.
Oh, that's not an introduction. What's going on there, brother?
He's in good form for 2019, Brad. Don't worry about that.
Nah, good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, terrific. We're great. Well, what did go wrong? 78-71 to the Hawks. And
Look, I mean, you can put it down to a couple of things, but I'll be honest with you, I just think Illawarra wanted it more and played harder. Mm. I thought they were very good, extremely well coached in Rob Beveridge.
Yes.
He's actually coaching his 300th game, so congratulations on him, and he won. And I just thought they did everything they needed to do to get it won. I don't think the Kings really played their best. Obviously, when you lose, you don't play your best. But scoring 71 points just wasn't enough, and they weren't getting it done at all.
Is that the concern with the Kings? And you know, let the buyer beware. Mm. You tend to not get those performances out of a Melbourne United or a Perth Wildcats, and that's the soft underbelly of the Kings?
Yeah, look, I've got to be honest with you. It's happening to every team.
Okay.
So if you look at this round, and I'm not sure if you know...
Cairns, Taipans have won. Yeah.
Yeah, but this round, Adelaide lost to New Zealand at home, and they shouldn't have lost. And then probably the biggest upset of the year so far, Cairns won on Friday night.
Mm.
And that's against Brisbane, who are one of the hottest teams in the league.
So I think, Brad, is that more indicative of the closeness of the competition? Cairns accepted until this weekend, but in this competition, look, you can't. There's no easy games, is there?
That is exactly right. Now, you talk amongst, whether it be the commentators, just the public, everyone, when they picked their top four, every team was in it at one stage.
Yeah, right.
And I remember we had a commentators meeting, with the Foxtel, we commentated, we went down to Melbourne, we had a meeting before the season, and everyone had, Sydney, Melbourne, probably most people. Some people didn't have Perth, people had Brisbane, people had Adelaide, then Cairns were even mentioned that they could be, New Zealand were going to be there. Everyone is so talented. You've got to remember, there's only 8 teams. We're going to 9 next year.
Yep.
8 teams. And there is an abundance of quality players here. Crowds are up. TV ratings are up. The league's going through the roof. There is an average. We're winning games of an average under 10 points. Mm. Every game is literally under 10 points. Okay, some get over that mark. But we had about 6 games in a row last week where we're all under 7. I mean, it's just the closeness of the league. It's been unbelievable. And I have to sit here and say, I'm not shocked the Kings lost. It is not fantastic, but I'm not shocked. Illawarra, as I said on the show on Friday, there is nothing else better they like than beating Big Brother. And that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, good point. All right, we'll wade into today's games with some trepidation then. Mm. New Zealand up against Perth, Brisbane up against Melbourne.
Yeah, and this one is just like take your pick. Now, I think Perth and Melbourne will win this one, both of them. That's where I think they'll come from. But every game's been such a massive upset, you just don't know. And you got to bring your A game. It's exactly what you're saying. It's not like, bowling to the Indian cricket team that you know what's going to happen. It's just...
It's score 100.
Yeah, and anything can happen.
And then the Sydney Kings do travel to Cairns on Monday, and obviously Cairns had that confidence booster after those long run of outs, but the Kings should get back on track there, Brad.
Yeah, and that was my best bet of the weekend, and I still stand by that. I even think more so now. I mean, look, if the Kings lose that one, that's a real soul-searching, and some questions have got to be asked. How can you not be ready for that game after losing? They had an opportunity here, and I said this on Friday as well, where if they won both games, they really make a nice stance and pretty much lock themselves in the top four. Well, now they've brought them back. They're not on the top ladder now. They're equal first, now second for percentages-wise. So it was a bit of a stumbling block, and they're the games you don't want to come back. And just so everyone understands, the reason you want to build these wins is if you become top of the ladder, you get home court advantage in the playoffs.
Mm.
And that is massive. You don't want to just be fourth and then have to go on the road to win. You want to be home. The Sydney Kings have 10, 15,000 people with their games. It's phenomenal. They don't want to go to Melbourne and Perth to have to beat them in a 3 or 5-game series.
Very tough.
So Perth, $2.15 against New Zealand today. Melbourne, $1.80 against Brisbane today. And the Sydney Kings, the price hasn't changed from Friday when you tipped them, $1.42 against Cairns, despite that loss to Illawarra. Let's go to the NBA and the 76ers, which is a lot of Australians' favourite team, given what Ben Simmons is doing there. A couple of things. Jimmy Butler... It must be some sort of a controversial character. He's only been there a couple of months, and apparently he's not happy with the way he's being played by Coach
Mate,
Brown?
Yeah, that guy needs a big dummy because he spits it every day.
Right.
What is going on with him? Mm. I honestly thought when he left Minnesota because he wanted to get paid and, you know, he had his differences and I want out, that I thought, look, he'll see the season out and at least get his big payday from Philadelphia before he starts calling out people. He's done it. Not only has he done it, he's done it to Brett Brown, a former Sydney Kings coach. Come on, mate. Mm. Yeah. What is going on? He is just a problem everywhere he goes. They do say that he just speaks his mind, but you know what? We're not in that day and age, so that's a big problem. I do want to give a shout-out, too, to Jonah Bolden. Jonah's playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. His father, Bruce, is a good friend of mine, played in the Kings with me together. Jonah's started the other day for his first game in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
He's doing a fantastic job over there. He's playing in the four spot and really doing well. Had four blocks in a game the other day, had 9 points. And after every game, they ring the bell. This is what it is, the Philadelphia, and they ring the bell. And he got to ring his first bell after the game, so that, as in, like, man of the match, congratulations. So I was really happy for Jonah Bolden as well. So fantastic. There's another Australian coming through.
Fantastic. Yeah, $1.32 Philadelphia up against Dallas today. Lots of NBA action. We'll go through that with Trent Lenscale a little bit later on in the program.
Yeah, look out to Dallas. They're a really good team. They've got Luka and Philly. You just don't know what's going to go on there. So that could be a good roughy bet, that one.
Mm. 76ers fans have actually started a petition asking Ben Simmons to stop dating Kylie Jenner. Keep her away from game, to the point
it hasn't got at the end of that and go to Jimmy Smith or Brad Rosen, does it? Or does it just say stop dating her?
I think you might have read my memo. But anyway, Kylie, so the general, to the point where the general manager of the 76ers has come out and said, look, this is ridiculous. Mm. In fact, every game that she's turned up to, we've won.
She's a good luck charm.
So she's a good luck charm. But,
well, that's what he has to say when he's superstars dating a girl, by the way. So let me just add that.
Exactly, yeah.
But true. This goes back to, because she's part of the Kardashian family, and the Kardashians have been out with a few NBA players, and those NBA players have turned into jelly.
Yes.
So I think this is where the whole situation is, you know, stay away from our Ben because we don't want him. But I've had a look at those two, and I'll tell you what, are they the glamorous couple or what? Mm.
Well, my mistake here, and I had to defer to our Kardashian expert, Tanya on this one. It's actually Kendall. So Kendall and Ben, not Kylie. Is there a Kylie?
Does it matter? They're all this. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
It's a Kardashian. It's a Kardashian.
It's just so good. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Look, he's a good-looking rooster, Ben Simmons, but my God, he's batting way above his average. Wow.
Don't we all, Brad?
Yeah.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
We all bat outside our crease. Don't worry about that.
I don't know. I tell you what, my wife must have sunglasses on or something that night. I don't know how she chose me.
We've all got that same thing.
Come on, Brad. Give us a send-off.
Well, they'll be all right tomorrow. Don't worry. They had a little faulty yesterday. I know they'll go up to Cairns and they'll get the job done. Go those Kings!
Good on you, Brad. Great job, mate. We'll speak again next week.
See you, boys.
See you, Brad.
Brad Rosen there with his thoughts on the NBL. We'll put those tips out as well. Gives the Dallas Mavericks a bit of a hope at $3.42. Again, we'll try and find out whether Kendall Jenner's in the house or not. And we'll
if there's a Kylie. We'll ask Tanya.
Kylie or Kendall. I don't know. One of the Jenners. AKA Kardashians. So I don't know whether Bruce will
be. It's in the family. That's all that matters.
The Caitlin. Well, yeah. Geez, it's confusing. I'll never forget the sign in Canberra, the suburb Bruce. Remember? Bruce had undergone the gender realignment or transition, and then someone had crossed out Bruce, the sign for the suburb Bruce in Canberra, and put Caitlin underneath. I thought that was very, very good.